Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Meeting of the Health and Human Services or Committee will come to order, and the Secretary, please read the roll.
Senator Gant.
Here.
Gerstad.
Here.
Kadis.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Tubols. Dempster.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
Six present, one excused.
Okay, we have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting? Moved by Dempster, seconded by... We have a second?
Second.
Senator Kadis, to approve the minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Once again, I guess I really don't need to read out the instructions. I think you all kind of know that if you haven't already signed in, you will, and you know that cell phones are strongly discouraged, and you will abide by that. And as you also know, these proceedings are all carried out on the internet, so speak right up into the microphone. And with that, we will open the hearing to today's House Bill number 1029, which is an act to place certain drugs on the controlled substance schedule and declare an emergency. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tom Martinez. I'm a division director with the Department of Health. What's being passed around now is the bill brief for House Bill 1029. And House Bill 1029 is a routine bill which updates our controlled substances statutes to include drugs which have recently been scheduled by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. Controlled substances are scheduled in both federal law and state law according to their potential for abuse, use in medical treatment, and potential for dependence. Not all prescription drugs are controlled substances, only those that have a significant potential for abuse. We routinely update our statutes to ensure that they are consistent with federal law. House Bill 1029 is fairly straightforward. Usually the hardest part about pitching this bill is pronouncing the drugs, but this year I think I'm getting off a little bit easy. Section 1 adds oxymorphone as a Schedule II drug. And oxymorphone is a narcotic pain reliever, approved for moderate to severe acute pain. Section 2 adds ambutramide as a Schedule 3 drug, and ambutramide is an animal drug used to euthanize dogs. One of the reasons this drug is being scheduled is because there is a potential for abuse of the drug by humans, in that if it's used at lower dosages, it could have a sedating or anti-anxiety effect. Lastly, Section 3 is an emergency clause, and this enables the drugs to become scheduled as soon as possible. With that, I thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions of witness? If not, are there any other proponents of House Bill 1029? Any more proponents of 1029? If not, are there opponents to 1029? Seeing none, I will close the hearing to discussion and or action. Moved by Senator Dempster to approve, seconded by Senator Gant to approve a due pass motion on House Bill 1029. Any speaking to the motion? If not, you vote aye in favor. If those opposed, vote no, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Gant.
Aye.
Gerstad. Kadis.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Tubols. Dempster.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Move consent.
Second.
I believe with the emergency clause we can't. So the motion is, the measure is adopted. And let's see, Senator Kadis, would you like to pitch this on the floor and let's see, Senator Gant, discuss it in our caucus. We now move to the hearing of House Bill 1030, which is an act to revise the membership on the State Board of Podiatry Examiners, the State Board of Pharmacy, and the State Board of Funeral Service. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Kathy Mueller. I work with the Department of Health in the capacity of the Administrator of the Office of Data Statistics and Vital Records. And under that capacity, I also work with the department's 11 health professional licensing boards. As was indicated, House Bill 1030 is an act to revise the membership of three of our boards, the State Board of Podiatry Examiners, the State Board of Pharmacy, and the State Board of Funeral Service. Under the department, there are 11 health professional licensing boards. We have found that three of these boards have an even number membership, where the remaining boards have an odd number membership. And so this bill seeks to make all of the memberships of those three remaining boards an odd number. Now, if you look at the bill at first blush, you might think that the Department of Health doesn't really know what an odd number is, because in the Board of Podiatry and under the Board of Pharmacy, we're moving it from 3 to 4. But there are additional statutes in each of these sections which add an additional layperson, so that would bring the membership to each of those boards to 5. On the Board of Funeral Service, we are taking the Secretary of Health's designee and turning them into a non-voting member, bringing the membership of voting members to 7 on that board. We have letters of support from all three of the boards on this legislation and have shared this information with the associations. Therefore, I'd ask your support on this bill and would stand by for any questions. Senator Gant.
Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering, in the past year or so, how many instances of confusion have these three boards had with the voting ending up on an equal, like a 2-2 tie or a 4-4 tie?
Mr. Chair. Senator Gant, I'm not aware of the number of times that has happened. We're working to standardize the membership to make sure that it doesn't happen as they deal with issues.
Yes, Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Has it happened?
I'm not aware that it's happened.
Senator Drisdale.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am just wondering if increasing the numbers on the board is going to increase the budget of the board, and also, do you have any budgetary figures on these boards?
Mr. Chair. Senator Drisdale, that it would increase very minor. It would be essentially their travel costs and their per diem of an additional board member.
Justin.
Follow up, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you know how often these board members meet, and are we talking about hundreds of dollars or thousands or information?
Mr. Chair. Senator Justin. Each of the boards meet a different number. I believe the podiatry meets at least once, and then on a necessary basis. I cannot imagine that this would go over $1,000 for all of these boards combined.
Senator Kiedis.
If the intent is to have odd numbers to break a tie, could we go down one instead of up one?
Senator Kiedis, I think it's challenging to meet quorums as it is, and by adding an additional person, you help this board to meet a quorum. A board of 3, it would be challenging to make decision-making. Some of these boards have big issues, and having an extra person would be helpful.
Senator Dempster.
Move approval.
We have I believe we maybe should ask for opponents. And before we do that, are there any other proponents that would like to speak? Any other proponents for House Bill 1030? If not, are there any opponents to House Bill 1030? Opponents to House Bill 1030? Seeing none, I would close the action to committee discussion and/or action.
Move to pass.
We have a motion from Senator Dempster, do pass, seconded by Senator Kiedis, to do pass on House Bill 1030. All in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Gant.
Aye.
Gerstad. Senator Kiedis.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Tubals. Dempster.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Gerstad. Aye. I-6, excused one.
The motion prevails on due pass by a 6-0 vote, and we have a motion for consent from Senator Gant, second. Second. Second, Senator Dempster. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Go to the floor on consent. This concludes our business for today. And let's see. It's on consent. So, I'll explain it in our caucus. And Senator Gerstead, you want to explain it in your caucus, just in case there's any questions. Motion to adjourn would be in order. Moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Gant. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.